Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to our internet program. I'm your host, Minister Joel Lewis, and you are listening to Free on the Inside, internet radio program to inform you, to encourage you, and then challenge you to be all you could be. We're for a great time this morning. Before I go any further, I'd just like to say Happy New Year to all of you that have been listening to our show this morning and through the past year. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You make this show for what it is. I have our co-host on the line this morning, Brother Richard Daniel. He'll be coming in shortly. But we also have our guest for this morning. He's in our virtual studio. He's queued up and he's ready to go. But before we do anything, we'd just like to just give you our call-in number. That number is 310-982-4126. Again, that call-in number is 310-982-4126. I ask you to share that number. Tell them about an internet program that's making a difference, how the Word of God is alive and doing well, how God's people is steady working on behalf of God. You know, God can do all things, but he said, hey, you go out and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and lo, I'll be with you always. And that's the basic of this program, help change a life. Guess what? I didn't get here overnight. It was someone like Brother Prater. It was someone like LaKendra. It was someone like Brother Daniel that helped me navigate these rough terrain, these difficulties in life here. You know, so I encourage you, make a difference in someone's life. This show is sponsored by Granny's Place Ministry, which is a nonprofit ministry. Granny Place Ministry website is grannyplaceministry.org. Go to that website and see what we could do. Without any further delay, we have our guest on the line this morning here, Brother Prater. He's no stranger to this show here, and he definitely is very gifted and talented. He's a musician, he's a pastor, and he's a man of God. Good morning, Brother Prater. You're on the net.
Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing today? Happy New Year to everyone.
Good. Well, thank you very much, man. Thank you very much. You know, I am excited to have you on here. You know, you're my first guest of the new year.
Wow, I'm honored. I'm definitely honored.
I am honored, too, because you know what? I've been receiving your posts, and I've been seeing your videos on YouTube, and you're busy, man, but yet you still are available, bro. That speaks volumes, man, because guess what? I always consider Saturday being me time, and you gave up your time to share it with me. Oh, man, I feel honored.
Well, I'm honored. I'm honored. You've been a blessing to not just myself, but to many others. So I thank you also. Thank your program also.
Well, God bless you. You know what? I'm still on fire about your book that I received from you, A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood. Let's talk about that for a minute before we start talking about your new projects that you're working on right now.
Yes. Yes. This book, A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood, actually came from a sermon I did on Father's Day. And one thing led to another, the Lord just told me to put it in book form. And I was like, Lord, I don't know what to say. And at the time, I was kind of a new father. And God said, listen, trust me, and start writing. And so that seven-page message ended up becoming a book. And so much has happened between the sermon and to this book. I work at the jail. I work at Lutheric. And as I was at Lutheric at my desk, like I said, the Lord just told me to just start writing and listening and really just start observing. He began to start showing me things in detail from behind the scene, what most people don't see behind the jail. Inside the jail, and he just began to start showing me, if we want to get our nation back, our world, our community, our homes back, we have to start first thing, and that is getting the fathers back into the home, getting the fathers back in line with God and connected back with their family.
Oh, that is so true. That is so true. Because you got a couple of titles in the book, man, that really resonated with me. You know, last year you were at our men's conference, man, and the men were blown away by your presentation. And I wanted to just, just talk about some of the chapters you have in your book and encourage our listening audience to go out and purchase this book.
Yes.
A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood. Now, one of the chapters that you had in there that really resonated in my heart was titled A Step Up Dad. And I want you to just touch base with that because it blesses me when I hear you talk about it. And then you could just select another book that other people are very interested in, other chapters, rather, that gets a lot of attention.
Yes. I noticed a lot of times there's a lot of single homes, and sometimes the biological father is not in the home with the child's mother. And so the child mother end up getting married, and she ended up having a stepdad for the child. And oftentimes, the stepfather is more active in the life of the child or children more than the biological father. The biological father could be inactive. He may not want to even deal with not just the baby mother, but even the child itself. And so a lot of times the stepfather end up filling the role of what the biological father abandoned. And a lot of times they don't get the credit. The stepfathers don't get the credit or the acknowledgement that's rightfully due to them. And so I begin to start seeing they're more than stepfathers. They're step-up fathers. They fill the role that's been voided in the child's life, or even in the home, more than just dealing with the child or children. A lot of times, even I've heard that there's a lot of step-up fathers have even put the child on their insurance at work or various things, and a lot of time it relieves a lot of the burden that single mother have carried for so many years because of the absence of the biological father. And so we often give credit to the biological fathers, but we don't give a lot of acknowledgement to the step-up fathers. And so I wanted to pay a tribute to those step-up fathers, not just in a quote-unquote a few lines, but I wanted to dedicate a whole chapter to them because a lot of times they take so much flack. A lot of times they go into a situation where it's very uneasy. It's very uncomfortable. You know, the child was so used to just mama, and if you want to say sometimes even running over mama or just not having that father figure, then all of a sudden this step-up father comes, and he comes to try to help, the home, build up the home. And sometimes there's some resistance from the child, sometimes even from the mother. But when it's all said and done, the step-up father has the best interest of the heart for the child, for the family. And at the end, that child end up appreciating the step-up dad to help them to be where they need to be at.
Oh, that is so true. That is so true. That resonates with me in a mighty way there. And now, what some other things that are in your book that men have talked about, talking about financial obligations. We're talking about being a godly father, being a man of God. Now, finances have a lot to do with relationship. Now, you touched briefly in your book about that. Talk to us about that this morning.
Yes. One of the things I found out growing up, I grew up with my father, my mother and father, I think by the time I turned maybe 13 or 14, they ended up getting a divorce. But my father have always been an example to me. He was the one that communicated. And one of the things that really got in my spirit when he told me when I was young, he always told me when I first started driving or when I started leaving out the house, he always said, always have at least a quarter. At the time, payphones were a quarter. Always have at least a quarter or two in your pocket so you can make a phone call just in case something happened. But also he began to start teaching me the responsibility of saving money. He told
yes,
me
yes.
To,
come on now.
The analogy was he said save a dry stick for a wet day. And a lot of times, especially being young, we don't know the responsibility of money. So we end up throwing it away, just blowing it, I'm going to tell you, being honest with you, even being young, when you try to start dating, we don't think about, well, you know, let me find me a coupon for us to go eat. You know, we want to be big shot and just throw away the money in front of them, but yet and still, when we leave, we don't have anything to show for it. And I start seeing that, especially as a man, if we don't have the money that we need, where we may be young, but we throwing away the money, and by the time we get older, by the time we start having families and stuff, it would be kind of sad if we don't have that money to be able to not just provide for our family, but what happened if your child or your spouse was in a situation where they need an emergency surgery and it's going to cost $1,000 cash to save their life and the insurance is not going to cover it. If you don't have that money in your account and there's nobody else that you can depend upon to go get that money, then what would that do? How would that make you feel? You know, we shouldn't have to wait till a situation come like that to make us think about the importance of saving money. So if we can, as the man, if we can start saving money to be able to provide for our children, sometimes we may not need it at the time to spend, but it's good to have. That song that says, it's better to have and don't need than to need and don't have. If we can have money set aside, because ultimately people are always naturally run to daddy first to see, hey, daddy, I need this amount of money. I need that amount of money. And sometimes kids think that money grows on trees. Or they have access to unlimited amount of money. As long as I have daddy, I got money. That's the way they look at it. Daddy is the natural ATM to a child. That's the way they look at it. So it's good to be able to have it.
And that is so true. That's so true. You know, Brother Prey, you said some things that along that line before we move into our next topic here. And you saying that how it was wise for young men to have money. Right now, young men don't have no boundary. And we're trying to, really doing our kids and grandkids a disfavor because we missed out on some things when we was younger. And so now we don't want our baby, our little girl, to miss out on some things. Oh, baby wants these shoes. Baby wants this car, whatever it may be. And because we didn't get it because we were younger, so we feel like we'll give it. And then the kids lose the value of it, you know. Here you are, you got a kid that's walking around with a $900 phone, you know, and yet he can't read. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you got
right.
kids that got $300 shoes on his feet, but yet they go home and they can't, and they don't have no electricity. It breaks my heart. And I say, wait a minute, there's an imbalance here. And that's why it comes back to having godly parents. And you say, you know, you're speaking to both men and female, young and old. That goes back to having godly parents that can say, hey, wait a minute. I understand that, but there's a process. There's waiting. There's saving. There's a delayed gratification. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Brother Prater, now, you were over at our men's conference last year, and I'm looking forward to having you to come back again because you definitely made a difference in that conference. You know, men is still asking me of the day about that, you know. And, you know, and our theme is said, help change a life. And you change lives in that conference, man. You change the landscape in that conference. You open up people's eyes that they can see the errors of their way. You gave them that freedom. You know, our program is called Being Free on the Inside. You gave men that freedom to say, yes, I messed this thing up, but I've been forgiven. That I'm on the right path. And I'm not in this alone because I remember in that setting, you had a whole room full of men and they stood up and they talked about issues that men only just think about. But they spoke it out. Mm-hmm. Man, it made a difference, brother. That was freedom in there, man. That was a release. That was some freedom from the inside in a setting like that. You know, so thank you. Hey, we have our co-host on the line here, and I would never leave this setting without giving him an opportunity to come on. And then I definitely want you to come back and give us a quick sermonette on some of your posting and talk about your books, where we can pick them up at, okay? And any engagement that you have coming up, okay?
Yeah, yes, sir.
All right, so next voice we'll hear will be our co-host, Brother Daniel. Good morning, Brother Daniel. You're on the net. We have our guest on the line now, Brother Prater.
Doing all right today?
Good morning.
Good morning,
doing,
brother.
I'm all right. I'm just doing right. You know, I haven't gotten a chance to read your book yet, Rem Prater, but far as I've heard you for a couple of weeks and the months that I have basically talked to you, it seems that you're trying to build back the relation between the family and the parents and the father. And some of the problems, you know, I have had myself, I've been working in the DISD school system. And a lot of these kids, basically, they don't have a sense of authority to respect older people. But not only they don't respect men in authority, you know?
Right.
And, you know, like, basically, when we were going around, we played sports, we played football, we played basketball. Mostly your coach was basically like your mentor.
Yes.
And when he came to you and he found out you was messing up in class or whatever you doing, basically they would call his coach to come in, and get you, and they'll take you directly to your coach, and you talk to this boy, you know. But basically now most of these kids don't even want to play sports. They don't want, especially Hispanic kids, basically they don't want to do nothing, man. They don't want to get into any kind of organization that teach discipline. And for you to be able to follow orders and learn how to socialize and build up social skills, you know, like eating together at the dinner table, you know, talking to each other, relating, and, you know, basically that's where it all comes from, at home. When you're at home and you eating at the dinner table with your parents, you know, your daddy, your father there, and your mama there, but they don't do that anymore. And basically that's really what's happening. It's mostly that these kids come from single parent families. The mother is taking care of boys and trying to grow a boy up and trying to do two jobs, be a man and a woman. And it's not working.
If we can go back, and those who have grown up in a way that more productive, and we able to go back and help some of the ones that may not have grown up the way that we did. I found out a lot of time we assume because we got it, because we made it. A lot of time we assume because we see a young man that may be a teenager, they may look like or appear that he got it together, that he got it together or he should know. But a lot of time they don't know. So it's our responsibility to be able to go out there and help. Especially when I deal with there in the jail, a lot of time I deal with a lot of the younger people, even if they're 2 or 3 years younger than me, but they don't look at us in the eyes because they feel like, oh man, you know, that's a sign of disrespect. No. That's a sign of respect. When someone is talking to you, you make eye contact, you know, but when we talk to them, we need to talk to them in love, not just younger people, but even the people that are older than us. You know, a lot of times they just not have been taught, trained, whatever various circumstances might have prevented them from knowing. So it's our responsibility that we help and teach because God put us in that position. If we see somebody that may need help or may be uninformed, instead of us talking about them, how about let's show some love and demonstrate what the love of Christ is, and also being able to build some type of rapport or mentorship with them.
Yeah, but also, Pastor Crater, there's a situation that's going on now in our country and, everywhere, that basically boys and men, basically, they don't basically know what direction to go in. Then when you go back, and you, like you said, you want to teach biblical principles and Christ-like principles, basically, the school districts don't do that. They don't teach biblical principles.
Even with that, if we can, outside of the school, if we can be more proactive in our home, in our communities. By the time they get to school, even though they may not do it in school, but they have enough word in them, enough discipline in them to be able to reach out themselves. You know, pray. They may not pray out loud, but they can pray to themselves. They can know how to pray. You know, so even though, like I said, the school may not do it, but we can go cut a corner and do another method to be able to help them to know God and know themselves. So, you know, that is true about the school, but we'll look beyond the school and even help them to get that personal relationship with God.
Oh, that is so true. Brother Daniel, we're going to just hold up right here. And I wanted to let Brother Faye give us an opportunity to purchase his book and look at some of his video clipping. Brother Prater, talk about how to go about purchasing your book and also about your posting on YouTube on a daily basis.
For those who are interested in purchasing a book, you can purchase it online at my website, Brother Prater. Brother spelled out B-R-O-T-H-E-R, Prater, P-R-A-T-E-R. brotherprater.org, and just go under the store section and you can purchase my book, and I'll make sure to personalize it, put your name on there, and I'll put a personal message to you. I write daily devotions and make my two videos a week on Facebook and YouTube. My Facebook page is Brother Prater. Brother Prater, and then also I have a YouTube channel, Brother Prater. Also, I write daily devotions or whatever I lay upon my heart. And one thing I always pray, God, you know, what do you have for your people? What do you want your people to know? And sometimes we need a word right then and there. We can't wait for Sunday to hear from God. We can't wait for Sunday to move. Ask God to move in our life in that situation. And so I use it as an opportunity for us to really just come together and pray, or whatever the Lord laid upon my heart to speak about, whatever God give me, I share it. And it has helped me tremendously, and especially being a man, especially being a father. We need God. And a lot of times we've been taught, or we thought that being saved was hard. It's the easiest and best decision I ever made in my life. People try to make it think or try to teach us as if it was hard, but it's really not. You know, just prayer. Prayer means to talk, communicate with God. And that's all it's not hard. And so that's my thing, for us to know that God is so concerned about our daily lives. And he's accessible, and he's there for you no matter what your past has been, no matter what you have done. The thing is, if you just repent and go to God, I guarantee you, he can clean you, he can help you in whatever situation that you're in. And as you seek him, he'll reveal to you who you are.
Amen, amen. And so is that our posting for today, or do you have something else left in you?
I don't know.
I could listen to you and your videos and your posting endlessly, brother, because you're so gifted and you're so talented, and you make it so simple. You make it so simple.
Yes.
I want to thank you for what you're doing. I want to thank you for your gifting. And now you posted something this week, right?
Yes. Every day this week.
Oh, can you give us something short within a minute or so, or half a minute, or what you just posted? So our listening audience can get an insight on that.
Yes, this week I'll see if I can find something that have caught some attention this week. I think people were responding to the years of service I did at work. I celebrated my 23rd year at the sheriff's department. And I look at that not just as a job, but that's a ministry. And what better way to be able to show the love of God and show how Christ is, or who Christ is, not just with my words, but with my life. It's easy for us to tell people God wants them saved, or God is love, but it's time for us to demonstrate it, especially in this hour, especially within the law enforcement and everything. So even though the devil have tried to do things to make it bad, but God is using this as an opportunity to reveal himself and show who he really is. And this is a great time for us to be able to get our communities back, get our homes back, and especially within law enforcement.
Amen. God bless
you. I'm honored. I'm honored.
Hey, man, you know what? Our life and our job is a ministry, brother, because people will read you prior to reading the message that you give them and the posting that you send them. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. God bless you. I'm looking forward to us continue this line of conversation at a later date. Again, your book is located. Tell us again right quickly before we let you go how to purchase your book.
You can purchase my book, brotherprater.org, or on Facebook. You can catch me on Facebook. Brother Prater, even you can friend me, follow me, email me, inbox me, and if you want to purchase a book, like I said, we can mail it off, we can send it, we can meet up, which it doesn't matter. The main thing, you getting it in your hand.
Getting it in your hand. Great. God bless you. Hey, we have our co-host on the line here. We only got about 2 more minutes, and we'll see if he has something to say within 2 minutes, and then we'll wrap up this line of conversation. We have another great guest coming up here. You introduced us to this young lady, LaKendra, and she's have a ministry called Beauty, a Beautiful Tragedy, how God turned what was seen to be an ugly thing into a beautiful ministry, and she's going to share that with us. Next watch you hear will be Brother Daniel. Brother Daniel.
Hello?
Brother Daniel, we're about ready to get out of here. You got a few words for Brother Prater. Only a couple of minutes, because we bring our next guest on at the 8:30 hour.
Okay. You know, like,
Brother Daniel, speak up.
I wanted Pastor Prater first. You know, I'm writing a project. I got a book project, and I had talked to him before, but trying to instruct me and try to, you know, find a good publishing company for me to put my work on. So if he try to call me, or, you know, give him my number, my address, or my email address, I need to talk to him about, you know, these two projects I got. You know, one's kind of like a biography of me and my life.
Okay, all right. Well, God bless you then, Brother Prater. Got that? I'll pass that information on to him. Amen. And Brother Prater, thank you very much for what you're doing. Brother Daniel, thank you for your comment. Hold on, because we got another guest coming up here. And our call-in number is 310-982-4126. You, too, could be a part of this program. You, too, could lend your voice. You, too, could help change your life in Jesus' name, not in my name. Not in your name, but in Jesus' name. Amen. And that's what it's all about, brother. I'm encouraged, Brother Prater, because each time I talk to you and Brother Daniel, any of our guests, man, you know what? I'm empowered. You ought to be tired when you finish this program. I'm just getting all I can out of you, brother. Brother Prater, we're getting ready to wind down here. We want to thank you once again for being a guest on the program. And you, too, can go back and listen to this show in its entirety, and you can encourage yourself. Our posting is going to be on Facebook, Free on the Inside, Lewis. And you can go there and you can see all the past guests that we have, and you can see your audio clip on there. And we also put a posting of your last video YouTube on there, so our listening audience can kind of connect the voice with the face. And so thank you. And we pray that this here help enhance what you're doing for the kingdom. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God bless you. Now, we have our next guest on the line here, Brother Prater. So if you care to hold on, if you like to. If not, I can understand. But thank you very much. And we have our next guest on the line here, Brother Daniel. This is a young lady that's truly been an inspiration to me. I spoke with her a short while, and I was encouraging. I said, hey, would you like to be on the show? And she said, yes. I said, well, when would you like to be on? She said, right away. I said, wow, man, that's awesome. You know, I joke with Brother Daniel because he's our co-host that, you know, God is our program director. Sometimes we'll sitting around and we're pondering who we should get it. We ask different guests, and they say, well, I will next month, I will next week, I will. Then sometimes we have people that say, yeah, I say, come right on. And I said, wow, God said, no, not you. always think about Gideon, where God said, you got too much. You're trying to do this on your own. I got somebody for you, somebody that I want to bring to the forefront, somebody that I'm working mightily in our life, somebody that's living by my principles. And we got Sister Khadidra on the line right now. She's going to come in, and she's going to tell us about how God changed her life and how she's working mightily to help other women to find the beauty in the midst of a bad situation. Good morning, Khadidra. You're on the net.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited. Thank you for being a guest on the program. You know, welcome to our virtual studio, okay? Just make yourself relax, okay?
Okay.
And again, our call-in number for you that's listening, I want you to text somebody. You know, you can listen to this program and text people at the same time. Tell them Khadidra is on the phone. She's on the internet on blogtalkradio.com/free on the inside. And listen to the call-in number. You can hear her voice. And that number is 310-982-4126. Khadidra, God bless you. And I, you know what? Ever since I spoke with you, I've just been blown away by the ministry which you shared with a beautiful tragedy. That sounds like a love story. How you turn beauty, how you turn ashes into beauty, man. That's awesome. There, Khadidra, now tell us about the overall ministry which God put to your hands to do.
Well, it came from what I've been through in the past. Like I told you, like I was sharing with you that my passion is to do makeup. But I've always wanted to do something more with makeup or put something with my makeup artistry. And so it made me, during a time, I recently had my scoliosis surgery, and I spent a lot of time with God, just really talking to God, really just allowing God to heal my heart and really just speak to me. And he put it on my heart that after everything I've been through, like I shared with you the other night, of going through sexual abuse at such a young age, at 16, and I really, that led me into a lifestyle of that was not of God. It pulled me away from God. It really destroyed my confidence. And I didn't see purpose. I didn't see value in my life. And amongst the other tragedies in my life that have happened to me, I start to lose faith in God. I start to lose, purpose. I didn't see purpose in my life. I didn't see where God could really use me or how I could be, who God has said I was, and I didn't see it. And it was like, how sometimes we run away from God and sometimes we're ashamed to come back to God. And it's funny because God starts to pursue your heart in the midst of your trouble, or the midst of you being angry at him, and he pursues our heart when it seems like we should be running back to God, but he's continuing chasing after our hearts and trying to, bring us back and pull us back to him. And so it just dawned on me, and I knew it was nobody but the Lord, after all I've been through, like I was reading out of 2 Kings 4, verse 1 through 7 with the widow's oil. And it was like after God brought me back to him, he healed me, he restored me, he loved on me, and he showed me that I do have purpose and value. And he showed me that, what's my oil in my life. And a lot of young women and just a lot of people in general don't really see the value in the oil in their life. Sometimes because God won't use what you've lost, he'll use what you still have. And he'll show you the value in that thing, and he'll show you how to work that thing for you, and it'll bring a lot of healing in your life. It'll bring a lot of redeeming in your life, and it'll teach you how to use that thing. And so when I was looking back, it just renewed my passion for makeup, because it dawned on me. I was like, oh, beautiful tragedy, because after everything I've been through, it just seems like really tough times have fallen, but God would always show me the beauty in that tragedy. He'll teach me something, I'll learn from it, and he's giving me something to bring back or give back to people. And I really see it as this is not really for me. It's for God and his people. He's just using me, and that's a really humble feeling.
Oh, you, that's beautiful put. You know, I was just thinking about it. So many people that have been hurt, and so many people that are just feel ugly on the inside. But you have a ministry that not only touches the outer appearance, but also mends that broken heart. As you as you giving them a makeover outside, you're actually making over the heart because you're listening to them. You're connecting with their spirit, and they're being blessed.
Right. That's the joy in it. And I just felt like God was just speaking to me. And every client that I have, they talk to me about what they don't like about themselves. And it's more than just the outer appearance of what they don't like about themselves, because then I begin to listen to them talk. And then it's something that they've been through and something that, you know, really just changed them. And it's deeper than just the outer appearance. And then when I talk to them and after I've done their makeup, either they've touched my heart and my life, or I'll get a text the next morning and they'll be so excited about their makeup, and then it'll be something deep and they'll be like, thank you for the conversation. Thank you for listening. That really meant a lot. And it just warms my heart that I'm doing what I should be doing. And it's just life changing to know that, wow, this is what God used in my life. And I almost threw this away, but God brought me back to it because of this reason.
Oh, you know what? And I'm smiling because you said you almost threw it away. I share with guys when I'm doing jail ministry that sometimes the devil, we want to say the devil took stuff from us, but sometimes we let things go. Sometimes we give stuff away. You really said something there. You say you almost threw it away, but yet God, he grabbed you by the rings of your mind and said, wait a minute, I could do something with this. You know, it's kind of like when we go out to a rummage sale, a discount bargain place, and how we looking through stuff that other people said, I can't find your value, but somebody walks around and say, hey, this is exactly what I've been looking for. And out of your tragedy, God turned that around to it. And I look at the poster, and I keep thinking of a love story. God showed you love in the midst of brokenness, in the midst of disappointment, in the midst of agony. He showed you love. And he said, hey, what I've done for you, Cathedral, you go out and do for somebody else. And that's awesome.
That's awesome. Amen. That's exactly what it is. An amazing love story, because it just shows you just how much God can love you in the midst of your trouble. Even sometimes when you feel so ashamed to bring what you're going through before God, nothing's too big, nothing's too hard for God. And we have to constantly remind ourselves that, even if you have to remind yourself that 100 times a day, you just have to keep saying it. And then God will take what's bothering you and then give you peace. And then it's that love that comforts you to pull you through. And that's what he's done. And I believe that he'll do that for anyone.
Yes, he would. Now, tell me something now. I don't know if you have a experienced this yet. Have you seen that after the makeover, how persona has changed and their outlook of life has changed, and you see them later and you see that what the gifting that you have bestowed on them, how they are actually being blessed and they are experiencing that, and it's making a difference in their lives?
Yes, I have. It's wow, it's amazing to see that, because sometimes you don't think that you really, you know, touch them. I'll get a text message, but then I'll be like, oh, okay, you know, thank you so much. And then I'll talk to them again, and they'll be like, oh, my gosh, I remember the time that we talked. And it's just amazing how when you just plant that seed and then you pray for them and you water that seed and then to see it, and it's like, wow, oh, my gosh, like, God, you are amazing. Like, look at this person. Like, look at her. Like, she has confidence now. Just by me talking to her, that's amazing.
Yes,
and
it is.
Doing her makeup is just amazing.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, Irene, I say that because we never know. That's why I say help change a life, because we never know the act of kindness it does to change a person's life. And I remember, you know, I do outreach ministry, and people that needed shoes, and the guys come up to me, they wearing the top of the shoes would look like they were intact, but he showed the bottom, and he didn't have no bottom. I said, oh, my God, this brother walk around, and he walking on the ground, but he just got the top level of a shoe. So I went out, and I started collecting shoes, and God laid on my heart. I'm not a poet or a writer, but he put on my heart, and it was 2 years ago. He said, I looked around, they had no shoes. I had shoes that I didn't use. With these shoes I give to you to walk the path God chose for you. With these shoes, you should do the thing that I chose for you. I said, wow, God, that's awesome. And then I give my shoes to guys that say, hey, I need to go get a job. I want to go see my family. I need to go to this place here. And these brothers get these shoes, and sure enough, they've been successful over a pair of shoes. I said, oh, my God, it makes a difference. He said, I give you these shoes to walk the path I chose for you. And what you do it with your makeover, you allow women to be presentable, to be honorable, to be accepted. If nothing else, be accepted in their own heart. When they look at themselves, they say, I am loved. I'm beautiful.
Amen. Yeah.
Now, Khadija, let's talk about something here. You never think about this, but people, you know, because I always think about ministry and farming ministry and being a part of ministry. And sometimes people say, I want to do what I do, but I don't have the money. I don't have the resources. How do you get past that? Because let me tell you, it takes some money to do that. Now, I don't need to know the ins and outs, but what gives you a comfort to know that, hey, I can still do this regardless of my own financial situation?
Oh, wow. That's still a struggle for me because I'm each and every day I've learned to just take it day by day. I've learned to not panic because when you begin to panic, you don't hear God's voice and you're not allowing Him to guide you. In the midst of me not having what I need to do, what I would love to do, the way I want to, it took a lot of just humbling myself and learning how to use what I do have. Like the lady in 2 Kings, like 4:1-7, the widow, it's like God brought me back to that. My business coach, you know, she taught me in each and every step, you just got to, you know, take your time, you got to breathe, you got to relax, and then you got to ask God, well, what should I do? What should I use? And God will lead you to that thing that you didn't know. I can use that. I can still use that. And then He'll show you how to use it. I mean, on the daily, I talk to God and I'm like, man, I would love to do this. I would love to do that, but I don't have the money for this. I don't have the money for that. And then He'll lead me to either somebody who will bless me or He'll lead me to another way to get what I need. And it'll open the door and it'll bring what I need. So it's not easy. It's a daily process of trusting God. Because you have to remind yourself that God knows what you need. But sometimes He'll teach you how to use what you have before He sends what you need.
And that is so true. I'm glad you said that. And you know, you said some other thing about having a coach. And I'm glad you said that because it's nobody is an island. Nobody needs to be standing. It's good to know that you got godly people that are standing beside you, that's encouraging you, and they're standing beside you because, as you refer to the Bible, Moses had Aaron, Joshua standing there with him and lifting up his hands. There, you know, we have to have somebody. I share with people from time. I didn't get here overnight. I had a messed up life. I was addicted to drugs and alcohol. I was homeless. But yet God took all that and turned around that I could go to a tent city and I can encourage men to be strong in the Lord. I could go to a drug rehab and say it'll work if you work. I could go down to the jail and say be strong in the Lord. Cause I've experienced all those things. And guess what? It was people in the midst of all that were telling me that God loved me. Hey, wait a minute. I'm in jail. If He loved me and you in jail, why are we in jail?
Mm-hmm.
If He loved me, why am I homeless? You know, we question, you know, and I'm pretty sure you done said that too. God, if you love me, why? And He said, wait a minute, I'm going to work this thing out. I'm going to turn this here beautiful tragedy into a love song, into something that someone can relate to.
Amen.
So, Khadija, thank you very much. We're about ready to wind down. We have our co-host on the line here, Brother Daniel. He's been waiting very patiently. And then we got other people that's on the line here. You know, the line is lit up. So, thank you. A lot of them said they just want to hear your story. And guess what? Your story is their story. We all have been through those situations. At one time, whether you're young or old, whether you're male or female, we all had something. We know that our strength is in the Lord, that He's a restorer. Khadija, I'd like to ask you a favor, and you don't have to give me an answer right now, but I do ministry, and occasionally we go to those men and women that's less fortunate. And I know how to deal with men on getting them together, but sometimes our women need a little makeover. They need some words, some encouragement. They need another woman to minister to them. I have a group of women, and so I would like for you to kind of see about lending your talent, your skill with our women at various times, just to let our women know that God is able to meet them in wherever they are. So I would love to call you. You don't have to say yes right now, but think about it, because I know that you have passion for that. And we only do it during the holidays, you know, so it's a nice time to just get them a little makeover and that they'll feel good. And so that'll be a great thing. So thank you. and I will call you from time to time. And guess what? I want you to be a guest on our program at a later date, because this type of ministry needs to be kept up on the forefront. You need to be let people know, because guess what? It's someone that's listening that have a ministry in them, and they kind of wondering, wow, can I really do that? Cathedral, can they really do that?
Yes, they can.
Now, I tell you what, before I let you go, I got my whole co-host. Now tell us as plain as you can how we are to follow our passion, how God can turn a bad situation into something beautiful, based on your experience with him. Because somebody needs to know that. Somebody woke up this morning and they have lost hope. But you, that voice of hope in the midst of a bad situation.
Oh, wow. In the simplest way, you have to realize you can't do it on your own. And then you have to find peace in what you can change. And what you can change is how you look at it. Sometimes God wants you to change how you perceive the situation. And once you accept that it's in his hands and that he has it under control, it'll allow peace in your heart, and it'll remove the worry to continue to keep going.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. I have nothing else to add to that. That was beautiful. Cathedral, thank you very much. Just hold on a second. We'll let our co-host say a few words if you have a desire. Brother Daniel.
Hello, Reverend Lewis.
Hello, brother. Yes, sir. We got Cathedral on the line there. She had this ministry, a beautiful tragedy. She was just sharing with us the importance it is to give back, how important it is to help restore life in Jesus' name. And so before we let her go, we just like you, if you have a desire, just to say something to her. If not, we'll just continue this line of conversation.
I don't have too much to say today. She said a thousand words in one sentence. Really, the first thing you have to do in order for you to really find God is you have to love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, basically you can't love anybody else. So a lot of people are, you know, they're struggling about, you know, physical ailments and you wouldn't think it goes on the other day, but a lot of people, they're kind of afraid to look in the mirror at themselves. You know, and if you look at it, I've been noticing a lot of kids that, when they talk to you, they don't look you, like Brother Prater said long ago, they don't look you in the eye. They don't look you with eye contact. Because basically there's something deep inside of them that they really hide. We don't really know what's going on with a person when you talk to them, you know. And so basically your eyes read out everything what's inside of you.
That's so true. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Daniel. Thank you. That's powerful. We're going to wrap up this program in a few minutes. Cathedral, do you have any special projects, anything going on that you would like to share with our listening audience at this time?
Absolutely. With my makeup artistry, this coming Friday, January 13th, I will be part of Raw Dallas, which is a really big platform for other artists such as myself, makeup artists, singers, painters, all kinds of talent. January 13th at 7 o'clock, I'll be part of that showcase to showcase my makeup.
Hey, man, now where's that located at?
It's going to be located at Gas Monkey Live.
I know where that is, yes.
Yes.
That's in the Northwest area, right? Yeah, great. That's a place. Yes. I tell you what, I might come over there. That's a nice place. And what time is that going to be?
It starts at 7.
At 7? Okay, great. And are you going to, is it just that one day, or do you have several other days scheduled for that event?
Oh, it's just that one day. There's going to be lots of artists showcasing their work, a lot of fashion designers that are going to be there, a lot of singers and dancers, live painters. It's going to be a bunch of beautiful, wonderful artists, other amazing, talented people.
Great. That's a nice. Yeah, it's gonna be a nice venue. That's gonna be nice, and we're looking forward to you being very successful at that. Okay, and anything that God put to your hands to do, But I know if God be for you, who could be against you? And Khadijah, thank you. Keep doing what you do for the Lord, okay? You have truly been a blessing to not only myself, but to our listening audience and to the women that you encounter. Because some women, they need to be made up from the inside out, you know. And so, so we thank you for what you're doing, and I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. One thing that about my internet program, I talk to people all over the country on the other side of the world, but I never meet anybody. And then when I do see them, they go, we say, wow. Occasionally I get to meet people at different events like you, and then we connect the voice with the face. So I'm looking forward to meeting you at a later date to let you see what we're doing in the ministry. And you keep doing what you're doing because it's a valuable ministry. And I love the name.
Thank you.
I love that. A beautiful tragedy. When I see that, I think of a love story. I don't know.
Yes,
love story
absolutely.
Between you and God.
Absolutely, it is.
It is. So, hey, thank you very much. Okay. You too can
thank
go back
you.
And listen to this show in entirety on our Blog Talk Network, Free on the Inside, Lewis. And go and you can encourage yourself, and if you have a desire, you can post it, and you can go back, tell your friend they didn't miss it yet. Say, hey, this here, go to this here site, go to Facebook, and you too can hear this interview. And also, we had Brother Prater out here, and he introduced you to me. So thank you for accepting the invitation, and God bless you. Hey, I'm looking forward to having you on here again. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for
all
having
right
me.
Then. Well, good. Hey, thank you. Hey, you know what? You're our first guest for the new year. So, one of our guests for the new year. So, we're looking forward to it. Thank you for starting this year off right. Starting this year off with hope. Starting this year off letting us know that there's beauty in the midst of whatever went on last year. And you may have thought it was bad, but guess what? God going to make it beautiful. Thank you. I love that.
Thank you. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Well, God bless you. Enjoy your day, okay?
You too.
All right. God bless you. Amen. Okay. Amen. Brother Daniel.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Amen, Brother Daniel. We about ready to wrap this program up, man. We got about 9 minutes. Hey, man, we have some great guests this morning, Brother Prater. And Sister Khadijah, man. Oh, brother, this is a great way to start this year program. No, no, go right ahead there, Brother Daniel. We got 6 minutes here, so go ahead and let God use you.
Okay, this poem comes from the site called familyfriendpoems.com, and it's copyrighted. You know, I'm going to do this. It's by Christina Canterbury. It's called For My Daddy. Have you seen my daddy? I don't know where he's gone. Sometimes it hurts so much, I can't seem to carry on. I can hear him. He doesn't look quite the same. He doesn't need much rest. The fact and medication, he said the IV and medication are all gone. In fact, he looks his best. Is he playing tag with his parents in the place up high? Or is he napping in God's garden where the beautiful in hamlets lie? Some say he's always watching. I hope this is to be true and that one day he'll return to me and say, I've come for you. Have you seen my daddy? I imagine he's doing okay. So it hurts to know I can't call him every day. I really miss my daddy. I wasn't ready to say goodbye. It never be the same. Years from now, I know I'll cry. I bet God is with my daddy, wrapped up in his arms, sheltered from all illness and sorrow, keeping him from harm. I bet he sees us mourning, but wouldn't want us to smile and tell us our time apart is only a little while. I never quite understand why your time here was so small, but you said I'll always be there to catch me when I fall. I miss you so much, Daddy, but I hope and pray that when it's time
You'll come for me. I'll see you again someday. I guess it meant to be. Your work on here on earth was done. Now your life in paradise has only just begun. Tears I wept and cried. Travel off far to reach my loving daddy sitting among the stars. And so I'm going to clap this for my memory of my hero, Mr. Richard Lee Daniels, 1928 to 2004. Thank you.
Hey, man, that's a beautiful poem there, brother. That's a beautiful poem. We thank you for sharing that with us. And that's what this show is all about, man. That's what it's all about. We provoke and encourage our audience to call in and share your poem, share what's on your heart. That's the name of our show called Free on the Inside. We have different guests, but we always have a room for other things also. Amen. Brother Daniel, as we get ready to wind down this program again, thank you for being our co-host, brother. You makes the show what it is. I want to thank our guests again. Brother Prado, my friend, my confider. I confide in him, and he encouraged me to be strong in the Lord, and he have a great book. He have a great ministry, A Path to Godly Fatherhood, A Few Good Men. God is still calling for A Few Good Men. And Sister Khadidra, we want to thank her for her ministry and what she's been able to do and how she's going to make a difference in the lives of the women that she encounter. And to our listening audience, thank you for your support. Thank you for what you're doing. You're encouraging me to get up every Saturday morning and do what I do. Sometimes, I just don't know who's going to be on here, but God always opened up the doors here at the night hour and say, okay, now this is what you're going to do. So I just honor my father. Guess what? And he never failed me yet. He never failed.
Yeah.
Brother Daniel,
we're
getting ready to get on out of here. Brother, you got anything special today? I want to ask you that too, because I always like to let our listening audience know that we just don't get up. God always got something.
Well, you know,
I know
last week our program was kind of tied up with the new year, and a lot of people are kind of decided that we missed them. We lost them last year, but I kind of left one guy out, man, that really, 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 really kind of hurt me when he died. It was Maurice White, man, the guy with Earth, Wind, Fire, man. You know, man.
Yes, he did pass, didn't he?
Yeah, he died, man. You know, basically, boy, we lost a lot of legends last year. So basically what I'm saying, today is the start of another year. And basically we're supposed to build on all these ideas and precepts that these people gave us, and to build on making the world a better place, and for us to love each other, and us to grow and don't have no hate, remorse, and crime, and want to kill each other. You know, basically, boy, you know, I saw some people the other night, man, and was on this chat. They put this boy on there, and they was hitting this mentally challenged. Man, what's wrong with people, man?
Yes, that's crazy, man. We're going to bring some guests that talks about that, about social, you know,
social
about social
media,
activities, social
media,
events.
You know, we're using this media as a tool to instruct and inform people and to help people. But also this media can be used, and the video media can be used to harm and show hate. But, you know, there needs to be something done. You know, I don't know how you do it, because it kind of infringes on the, you know, the rights of people in order to post stuff first. And later on, which is done, and the legal things come in last, you know. But there needs to be some kind of way, basically, before you do something, it has to be sanctioned and looked at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
But now, I tell you what, we'll have to pick this up at a late day, bro. We need to get on out of here. Okay, so
okay.
I want to thank you once again for being on the show. I want to thank you for lending your voice and your idea and your opinion to the show, because it's something that we definitely need to address, and we pray that God give us the wisdom and the insight on how to address this correctly to encourage our listening audience, that they too can make a difference in various parts of the country and in different areas around the world. You know, this program not only based here in Dallas, Texas, but we also go coast to coast and global. So thank you, Brother Daniel. Thank you. As we get ready to get on out of here, we want to continue to honor God in everything that we do. Thank you for listening to free on the inside. And thank you for allowing me to be with you this morning and you to be with me. Again, you can listen to Free on the Inside on Blog Talk Radio. Your host is Minister Joy Lewis with Brother Daniel, our co-host. As we get ready to get out of here, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Thank you, thank you, thank you once again. Gracious and Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, dear Lord, for this day. Dear Lord, as our guest was on the program, we pray, dear Lord, that the word fall up on fertile ground, dear Lord, that they too be encouraged about what's going on, dear Lord, in their life, dear Lord, that they too, dear Lord, can continually to make a difference in the lives of the men and women they encounter. We thank you, dear Lord, for Cathedral, dear Lord, and her ministry, dear Lord, a beautiful tragedy, how her story was turned around, what the enemy meant for evil, God turned around for good. We thank you for Brother Prater, dear Lord, that he wrote this book, A Few Good Men. Dear Lord, you call it for A Few Good Men to Make a Difference. And the man, and it starts in the home. Let these men, dear Lord, look at the value of what you're giving them, dear Lord. As is spoken earlier today, sometimes we give things away. Sometimes we don't see the value in it, Lord. But there's also as value in these things. Open our eyes that we can see. Allow us to be the men and women in which you call it for such a time as this. And we promise to give you the praise and the glory. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Help change a life in Jesus' name. You'll listen to Blog Talk Radio and be strong in the Lord until we meet again. We'll be on next Saturday morning, Lord willing, at the 8 o'clock hour. And that you too can just tune in and tell someone about us and encourage our listening audience to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. And as we get ready to get out of here, do something for someone. Be a blessing in the name of Jesus. Yeah.